Everybody, welcome back inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. Bob and Wolf both mentioned Tyreek Hill and how explosive he can be for the Kansas City Chiefs, not just on offense, but special teams. That's an area Coach Tomlin wants to see some improvements on this week.
We've not been special in special teams. A lot of it has to do with circumstances that are what they are. When I read the injury report, I said guys like Chicolo and Golden, and others, Shamarco Thomas, some of our most dynamic teamers. But in some instances like Shamarco, those guys aren't coming back. So we got to put guys in better position to execute. And when we do, they have to execute better than they've been executing. So we're going to look hard at that this week. We haven't adjusted fluidly to those circumstances as I would have liked. But we get another opportunity, and we're thankful for that.
And especially single elimination games, you don't want there to be a special teams flub that could potentially...
Been there, done that.
Right.
Been there, done that.
You don't want that to be the reason why you lose.
Yeah, and, this is me...
living in your fears.
But as I said, this is me having, sat through the 2001 AFC Championship game in which the New England Patriots, in my mind, won that game solely on special teams. They had a punt return for a touchdown, blocked a field goal and returned that for a touchdown. The Steelers lost by 7 points. Even Wolf, in his mathematically challenged background, could figure out that not only special teams was probably the cause there. I'm kicking it out of bounds every time. I know one of the things that aggravates me the most is when the kickoff man kicks the ball off out of bounds because that you get it at the 40.
We saw that against the Ravens twice.
Tyreek Hill, maybe the 40 ain't that bad. And on punts, I'm telling Jordan Berry, I don't care, if it's only, 35 yards and it goes out of bounds. That's better than probably what we're going to see here. This to me is almost like a turnover. I would do whatever is possible live in my fears throughout so that, we're not looking at this on Monday and talking about this in the way that they probably talked about it in San Diego the day after this happened.
This young man is gifted. I mean, you're just looking at some of the things he's capable of doing on the field. Lev Bell is gifted in what he does. This young man is also gifted. He is slicker than snot on a doorknob. You try to grab this guy, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. I mean, he is that difficult to bring down. So you got to make sure that as you stay in your lanes and as you converge on him, again, I go back to squeezing properly to the ball. That means not under, not over. That means staying within just a distance of each other and making sure that you arrive there en masse because you don't want to give him the opportunity to go one-on-one with 10 different guys on the football field.
And the other thing is if you're on the outside, don't let them get outside you and down the sideline. I mean, don't. Nothing else is more important than that. Not letting him outside guy on the
Coach Knoll, after a night in Miami, looking at Tunch and I, contain. What about contain? Don't you understand? And you were standing going, what are you going to say? I mean, wow. That's the way it was.
I imagine you might have a fun conversation with special teams coordinator Danny Smith this week on Coordinator's Corner on SNR, yeah?
Yeah,
stay tuned.
I would imagine he's going to age about 10 years in these next 3 days.
Most likely.
He might dislocate his jaw chewing that gum.
Well, that's normal. But yeah. And you can hear a Labs interview Thursday at noon. That should be a good one. All right, Coach Tomlin addressed the Joey Porter situation today during his news conference as well. As we told you yesterday, he has been placed on leave. Here's Coach Tomlin.
To be involved in the National Football League is an honor and a privilege. It's not a right. We should respect it as such. Obviously, that was breached in this circumstances and there are consequences to be suffered because of it. The statement that we released yesterday is an accurate one in that we've placed Coach Porter on leave as we gather information regarding the incident. There is no timetable on that. We'll do what's appropriate. In this league, we're all held to a standard of decorum, players, but coaches, front office people, executives, even more so and rightfully so.
All right, Coach, also adding there is no timetable. They don't know if he will be going to Kansas City with a team or not. Stay tuned for that. In the event he is not there, Keith Butler, who was formerly the outside linebackers coach, now defensive coordinator, would take over that role. So we're going to take another break up next. Much more from Coach Tomlin's press conference.